Show with thanks to Next Level Golf. Visit www.nextlevelgolf.com.au and take your game to the next level.
He's our golfing god on this Saturday morning. I speak of none other than, of course, the go-to when it comes to golf locally. Because he's the secretary, super secretary, in fact, of the Gold Murray Golf Association, Davey Roberts. How are you, Dave?
I'm extremely well, Mr. Mark, and you're very well also.
Very well. Flying. Collingwood seems to have got their season back on track. What a ripping game that was last night. And, of course, heading over your way today, going over to partly cloudy Tatura and a top of 21 for Tat today to watch Maroopna play Tatura.
Well, Mark, we'll better go then. I must start by wishing you happy Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, played a bit of a theme, the Star Wars theme, at 8 o'clock this morning. Don't know how that went down to the general public, but anyway, I went ahead with it.
But if you're coming to Tat today, you're a lucky man, mate, because it's a big day in Tatura today.
Why's that?
Community House have organised the Monster Garage Sale. There's 39 places you can drive around to Tatura for garage sales today, and there's another market down at Stuart Mock Place, so Tatura is the place to be today, mate. You can't go to the footy, you'll just have to go around all these houses and buy a few things to take home.
Yeah, interesting times. I think I actually did see something about that, Dave. It has been advertised.
Yeah, it has. It's been in papers and whatever. So, yeah, no, it's a big day around Tat.
Well, the only thing I was going to hopefully monster was the canteen at Tat a little later on and get a couple of pies. Beautiful pies at Tatura, by the way.
It's a beautiful pies. I can remember talking to you about how good the hot dogs are best at Urara. Is that, I bet
you
have a list of where all the best things are that you eat.
Yeah, I've got to say that Kyabram do have the best pies, but Tat do have some nice pies, but I think Kai have the best pies are just on ratings. And then again, like you said, the hot dogs at Yarrow are by far and away the best.
I know why 1FM send you to all these places, so you can do a cooking show and work out all where the best food is.
Yeah, Stats as Sizzle. We could do a podcast.
Yeah.
You and me.
We could do a podcast, and then you could you could talk to the organisers of the Golden Valley Footy League so they could decide where to have the finals based on where's the best food for the spectators.
Yeah, that'd be... Actually, I wish it was based around that. It'd be absolutely fantastic, Dave. That's a bit of an idea, actually.
Yeah, oh, well, see what happens. Hey, I've got a bad thing to talk about this morning, Mark.
No worries, Dave. Fire away.
First of all, the Phillip Island caravanners who are up here that have been... I've been being very nice to for the last few weeks. Well, I'm playing with a few of them today, and they brought in reinforcements, mate. There's two more of them arrived this week to all try and have a better score than me, so I'm in real strife today. But, look, I'm going to go back, Mark. You and I, or I have, you've let me go. I started in about November or December last year, complained about the roads. The road from... down along from Tat to Shepparton and those safety rails.
Mainly the Midland Highway we're talking about.
Where the barriers are down and whatever, and the trees are going out the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's very, very sad, and now the politicians have got into it. Our local members this week have been in because on the GV Highway where one of the barriers was broken, it was down, some poor person lost control of the car. The barrier didn't help because it wasn't maintained. They went across the road and into a tree. So very, very sad. So, yeah, at last the politicians are starting to catch up with what I've been raving on about for about the last 6 months. So come on, Vic Roads. You spent millions doing them. Why don't you maintain them? There you go. So there's my little off me chest today. While on something sad, I guess, this week, Peter Oosthuis died this week. Now, none of the young golfers will or know or remember. He was a British golfer, Peter Oosthuis, the 1970s and 80s. Was an era in which the US sort of dominated Ryder Cup. They just played Britain then. It's now changed to Europe, so to speak. He played in six Ryder Cups. They all lost. But he had a winning record, and he actually defeated the great Jack Nicklaus in the 1981 Canadian Open. So, yeah, a bit of a sad day for great golfers. Into some good news, our superstar, Aussie superstar Hannah Green, she made a successful defence of the LA Championships crown. She shot a 66 to win that Ladies Professional Golf Association event. And she was victorious at Wiltshire Golf Club last year, and she's become only the second player to win twice this year on the LPGA Tour. And, of course, the other one is Nellie Korda, who's equaled the world record of five in a row. So well done, Hannah Green. She's made Australia and, I guess, Western Australia proud. A little bit more from overseas. The Irishmen did well this week. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry came through a playoff to win the Zurich Classic Pairs event. Lowry made a superb chip on the 18th green. And they beat Martin Traynor and Chad Ramey when they both finished on 25 under before the playoff. Mark, you sort of did live golf last week for us. You spent the weekend watching it on the couch. I thought you might have given us the update. Brendan Steele won the individual event. And, yeah, then the South Africans charged. Louis Oosthuizen, Carl Schwartzel. They had a great final round, 65 and 64. Johnny Rahm had 64 in the final round. There were quite a few there tied equal third. But poor old Brendan Steele's win was a bit overshadowed by the Australian team, the Rippers. First time ever in a live, they had to have a playoff for the team event after the South Africans charged home. So, yeah, the Aussie guys got there, and, wow, what a highlight. Liv will just be absolutely loving what happened there. They've gone to Singapore this week. If I just check now, bear with me. Sebastian Monos is leading with 6 under after round one, followed by Thomas Peters and Brooks Koepka. I think it's his birthday coming up. Minus five. There's quite a few of them minus five. Lucas Herbert there on one of the Aussies, and Mark Leishman on minus four. So, yeah, round one in Singapore, and apparently it was pretty hot and humid over there for the guys yesterday in LIV Golf. We'll see how that pans out for the rest of the weekend. Probably more importantly, last Sunday when LIV was finished, there was a huge event up at Cobram-Baruga with our district mixed. And, yeah, thanks Cobram-Baruga. I have written a letter, but, yeah, they looked after us extremely well up there. The winners of the scratch event were a team from Maroopna, a pair, Mitch Grandel and Julie Daniel. I should say congratulations to Julie also. She won the, is a member at Cobram-Baruga as well as Numurkah. And they had 73 off the stick to win the scratch event. And the runners-up were Tokemoor Pair, Aaron Dale and Michelle Pierce. In the handicap event, the net event, the trophy, the George Cronin Memorial Cup in honour of the past district major golf administrator, George Cronin was a ripper. Anyway, local pair Andrew Kosser and Rowena Wallace with a 73 net just ahead of Shep Pair, Lance and Leah Boyd. So, yeah, we had a great day up at Cobram-Baruga last Sunday. The only hassle was my golf, but that doesn't really matter too much. But it was great to see the quality of the field and everyone enjoying themselves and all bit of social activity around lunch. So thank you, Cobram-Baruga. Thank you, Chris Tomlinson, for helping us out to run that event. The women's pennant didn't play on Monday. They had a bye. We have a bye too because a lot of people play in the Cobram-Baruga Senior Tournament. Righto, I'll go to Parkland for the first one round the traps, and a big tournament at Parkland this week. Going to be a busy time over there at at our par three course. Saturday, they played stroke men and women. Men's winner, A-grade Dave Cooper, B-grade Bruce Wokenden, and C-grade Les Mitchell. Women, A-grade Kathy Bell. There's a great worker for the club. Well done, Kathy. She won A-grade. B-grade Leonie McMaster-Smith, and C-grade Jan Gentle. Tuesday, women's four ball, Nola Arnold and Terry Griffin got that one with 46 points. Wednesday, men's stroke, A-grade was won by Paul Price, B-grade Rick Walsh and C-grade Alan Davidson. The junior GMGA golf comp was over at Parkland last Sunday, so thank you very much. Thank you, Naomi. The next one's on Sunday, the May the 19th, at Valley View. I will see you there. I've got to do a bit of work with the juniors over the next few weeks because that wonderful president of ours saw her yesterday. She's just going to go off for a little bit of a recess to have a baby. By that's going to be the most exciting time in our golf world when that baby's born. Speaking of Valley View, Laurie Casey made a few predictions about going to win a four ball on Anzac Day, but didn't quite get there. The Anzac Day, good one, but they came good on the Wally Shaw part of the equation on Saturday. So Laurie and Peter Blackmore won that big Wally Shaw event, one of the big events over there at Valley View. Bev Lyon and Marlene Topp combined to take out the women's event for the sixth time. That's an incredible effort. Well done, Bev and Marlene. Tuesday over there, Peter Mangan won with 38 points for A grade. Steve March won B grade with 39. Thursday for their Anzac Day, Gagari RSL four ball. Peter Mangan and Tom Mangan won with 48 points for the men, and Helen Armstrong and Nat McAuliffe won in the women's event. Up to Numurkah. I haven't got Saturday's Numurkah thing, so I'm just picking up a bit from earplay and some stories during the week. Anyway, go back to last Thursday, the Bear Challenge at Numurkah. This is one. I'm going to get really brave and go up to Numurkah and play one Thursday when I'm feeling really strong and mentally aware to see if I could last up there. Graham Sprunt had a great win. He's been having a good run, 39 points for A grade. Runner-up was Glenn Ettis. B-grade winners. Dad only collected the A-grade prize, and then Darcy won the B-grade effort on a count back from Ian Hannaford. Well done, young Darcy. Andrew Storer, Merker member, great player, many-time champion. He won the Cobram Baruga Club Championships last weekend, as I mentioned before, as did Julie Daniel. Strez didn't go so well in the Thursday comp, and they still keep being nasty up there. Poor old Scott Haswell, from a visitor from Cobram Baruga. He had the worst score of the day and had to take home the boiled lollies. And the Mickey Mouse ears went to another poor visitor from Cobram Baruga, because the story is just too hard for me to understand. For the women, thank you, Shankster. Bev's sent me an email during the week to give me a bit of an update there in the middle of their championship. So we're usually sort of a week late with the way these reports come in, but Bev's been very quick to help me make sure we get the correct update, and another little message this morning. So thanks, Shankster, if you're listening. Much appreciated. Tracy Colston can't play. She's won that event 13 times, so she's a bit of open slather. The ladies are going for it in A grade. Pauline Davies, she shot a ripper last week, 81. She's leading just ahead of Julie Daniel, so it's going to be a ripper of a last week. In B grade, Julie Byrne is just ahead of Di Davies, Another one, the neck and neck, and Jenny Luddington is fairly well ahead in C grade. So good luck, ladies, in that championship. I guess Shankster will send me in the latest report for next week's show. Saturday's round, Jeanette Nutty Nelson won the Saturday comp with a 72 net. Someone's going to have to explain to me one day why you call poor old Jeanette Nutty, but we'll work that out. I'll have a chat to about trying. There's so many nicknames at Yermurka, it's something I'm going to have to start to learn. Robin Hodgson and Julie Hannaford both scored 73 nets, with Robin winning on the count back for that grade. They've also running a Saturday net championship, and Helen Smedji is doing a wonderful job there, leading with 149 and a couple on her tail on 150. Last Wednesday, Julia Byrne played a great round with a 67 net to win that grade, and Bev Hutchins won Wednesday's comp with a 70 net for A grade. So good to see Shankster, who does a lot of the work and reporting, having a win. And yes, they're entitled to Skype that Mitch Grandel and Julie Daniel won the mixed at Cobram Baruga, and I mentioned that earlier. So let's repeat it. Well done to that Yermurka pair. Next door for me, close to Merrigan, they've started their club championships. Perfect autumn day, Billy reports. Very good field, so that's good to hear. Andrew Wood had the best score of the day to win A grade with a 68 net, and that gets him the first in qualifier for next year's the Tiger Player for the Privilege Cup. B grade, Johnny Fuller had a 69 net. He'll be having fun. Ash Sanders is well in contention, matching the 79 of Woody for the club championship. So it's going to be a bit of a between two or three of them there. Tash Doherty holds a commanding lead in the ladies championship with an opening round of 73 net. And they'll continue out there today. So good luck with your second round at Merrigan for your club championships. Shepparton, well, lots of teams event, pretty similar to Live Here Tuesday. Lots of players out for Stableford Medley competition. Brett Hand took the win with 38 points for A grade, and B grade, Nick Triandis taking a win on 40 points on a count back from Graham Barrett. The women on Wednesday was sponsored by the Grumpy Old Men. That's good of the Grumpy Old Men to sponsor the Women's Day. They had a bring a friend four-person Ambrose, closely battled out, and it was won by a team of Chris Dwyer, Rosemary Tyquin, Josephine New, and Jenny Fitzgerald with a score of 41.25. Big Anzac Day, sponsored by Dawes and Very and Reardon, Ambrose Comp. About 122 out there. Winning team of Damon Muir, Mitch Grandel, Marcia Waters and Leanne Bailey. They obviously brought Mitch in from Yermurka to boost that. So good luck there. And I think Yermurka men final round of their, or third round of their championships today. It'll be a battle between Mitch and Andrew Storer. So yep, there we go again for another lot. I'm still at Shepparton Friday. Their little nine-hole event was won by Gail Steers. Saturday, big event competition. The women's won by Julie Cobbledick. Julie's had 38 points. A-grade men, Alan Smedji, 37 points. That got him in fine form to go and play in the mixed on Sunday. B grade, Liam Kirkman with 44 points. And C grade, Trent McRae with 36. Also, they had the final there, knockout four ball for honour board fours last Sunday. Tom Brain and Kenny Baxter with a one-up victory over George Wall and Ray Sizer. So well done to you guys. Great effort. If I go closer to home, across the channel, Hilltop Women played in cool conditions on Wednesday, but a good field. They played par. Everyone loves par. Best score of the day, Terry Wangman for the A grade with plus two. In B grade, the pair who won the pairs event week before battled it out for the win. The B grade, Mark Gray got it on a count back from Lois Rogers. The nine-hole comp was won by Heather Wilds. Big semi-final, Edna Starrett knockouts, which one of the big events for Hilltop Women. That's in stage. We'll get that when it gets finished. Anzac Day. We ate our Anzac biscuits, eat our Lamingtons, bacon and eggs and roast lamb, and off we went to play. You battle it out for Anzac Week. Tuesday, Lewis Gunner Walker was the clear victor with 43 points. Actual Anzac Day at Safe, sponsored by DNL Drainage. Yeah, good field, good fun. I think I mentioned this last Saturday. The Gippsland, the Phillip Island mob, they just whacked us, the poor old locals around, the Hoothers and the Millerships. Kay Hoother and Annette Millership won the women's event. Sorry, ladies, I'll stir me up about that later. Kay and Annette win the women's event, and then Ian Hoother and Bobby Millership won the men's event. You'll be a bit not so good today, guys. You've got to worry about me out there all day. What's actually happened next? Yeah, we've got a good story here about someone who drove their golf cart into a bunker, one of those electric carts. Yeah, bad luck, but we did manage to get it out. Privilege Cup last Saturday, sponsored by Lewis Holmes. Got there, Rob Moreland just got there on 42 points on a count back over Lisa Pekalakis. A-grade Steve Curtis won on 39. B-grade Lee Runner Thornton had shiny new shoes. He had a win. C-grade, Rob Moreland, who won the Privilege Cup, picked Lisa there. We've got to go and play stroke out there today. Hey, Marupna, I've got nothing from Marupna. Maybe Sandy's on holidays or something, so I've got no scores in for Marupna, but I did pick up a bit that I think last Friday, their big event where they charity for riding for the disabled, I think they raised about $1,000. So great effort for the golfers, great effort for those the visitors from other clubs that went there to help. So, righto, see what happens next week. Coming events, God. How am I meant to follow this? There's just so many things coming on that it's just a list. Continual. I think tomorrow the Bushies mixed on at Diane at Kyala. Now, I've got a few question marks, but I think that's on at Kyala. Next week, as I mentioned earlier, is a big tournament on at Parkland virtually all week. Tuesday, women's four ball. Wednesday, men's four ball. Thursday, men and women over 50s, and Saturdays are mixed, so big one. 15th to 17th of May is the ladies' indulgent event up at Rich River. That's probably a good one. Then Friday the 17th of May is the ladies' bowl at Hilltop, usually a big event. Saturday 18th and 19th of May is the Vic Country Championships. And as I mentioned before, the Sunday the 19th is our district juniors are over at Valley View. Friday the 24th of May, I'm probably going a bit too far ahead here. There's women's events at Marupna and Kyala, I think. And then we're into June, the start of June, the Par 3 Championships for the women on the 1st and 2nd June. That's the Victorian Par 3 Championships. At Kai Parkland, and also in that first week, in the 2nd to 5th, is the junior amateur event at Cobram Baruga. So, look, if you want to play golf, there's chances everywhere, north, south, east, west of round our district and everything else. So that'll just about do me for the week. Mark, I better go and get organised to see if I can tackle these Phillip Island guys and come out with a smile on my face at the end of the day.
No worries. You might have to give him a penguin at the end of 18 holes.
Yeah, we might be playing for the penguin event today.
So what time do you tee off, Dave?
I'm off today at 12 noon.
12 sharp.
Yep.
High noon.
High noon, mate. High noon with, that was a film, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And there was a very eerie thing about some of the cast and some grisly demises following that film. But anyway, that's a debate for another day. Well, not a debate, a documentary around it, yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying. Was that Gregory Peck or...
I'm trying to think. It might have been a Gregory Peck. Well, it might not have been.
Yeah, I'm just not too sure. But at high noon, I will have my golf club swinging, not my six gun.
It definitely wasn't Jimmy Stewart, because he's one of my favourite all-time actors, to be honest.
Oh, it might have been Jimmy Stewart. No, he was...
No, not in high noon, I don't think. He was in a movie called Harvey, Jimmy Stewart.
Was he?
Yeah, great movie. It came out in the late 50s. It was actually about a Celtic rabbit that he could only see. It was a mythical Celtic rabbit that he could only see. But it was a bigger story around it. It was actually about mental health, the movie.
Oh, okay.
And it was released in the 50s, so it was well before its time. But this Celtic rabbit kept getting Jimmy Stewart into trouble. It's an amazing film, great film.
Yeah, okay.
And that's just my segment for movies this week.
To do a food show and an old movie show, Mark.
Yeah, I don't mind the old movies. I loved one out of the 1930s called The Rocking Horse Winner as well.
Is that what got you into horse racing?
Well, it was about this kid who was he was a bit quiet, and they got him a rocking horse. And he started reading out or calling the winners, I believe, at Epsom or somewhere like that. I think that's how the story goes. And the butler backed all the winners. But the money was poison. And all these bad things had come from the money. Great, great movie. Google that across the course of the weekend. The Rocking Horse Winner.
The Rocking
from the 1930s. Okay. Early 1930s.
I hope you get a couple of winners on the non-rocking horses.
Well, I don't get a chance to have anything bad happen to the money that I win, because I give it straight back, Dave.
Oh, you're a good man. And good luck when you visit the Great Datura today.
No worries, Dave, and good luck teeing off. And we'll do it all again next week. Thanks to Next Level Golf.
Righto, thanks, Next Level Golf. Good luck to golfers out there. Have a good week. All those that are in their club championships, all the best. I hope everything goes well. And we'll do it all again next week.
Thanks, Dave.
See you, Mark.
That was Dave Roberts as he goes off to tee off at midday at, of course, Hilltop there, the Hilltop Hood on this Saturday morning.
Next Level Golf. Take your game to the next level.
The Maroopna Golf Club, home to the Goulburn Valley's only full-length driving range, and it's open to the public 7 days a week. Yep, that's right. You don't need to be a member to use the driving range. But with some of the best value for money golf memberships on offer, why not take the plunge and join with unlimited golf all year round? Come and meet our PGA Pro, Ben Weatherly. Need a lesson? Yep, Ben's got you covered there too. You're welcome here at the Friendly Club, the Maroopna Golf Club.
1FM sponsor.
Tying the knot? You must consider the Shepparton Golf Club for your most special day. The Shepparton Golf Club offers a unique first-class experience that will help create lifelong lasting memories for you and your guests in a relaxing setting that boasts picturesque views and natural beauty. Our experienced team of professionals will take you through the process of designing your food and beverage selections, providing you a stress-free experience so that you can concentrate on the love and joy that brings you together. Visit shepparton.golf.net.au or call us on 5821 2717.
1FM sponsor.
If you have enjoyed this show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter. And tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.